I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Charioteers, that was one of their big ones back in March of 1940, the Gaucho Serenade on the Columbia label. Gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and for the next 5 hours, we're here to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We've got all sorts of great stuff to send in your direction, our vintage gospel set, our continuing series on Ethel Waters, The Soul Breakfast, We'll Go Down in the Alley, all sorts of great listening. This hour, of course, is our Sounds of Bronzeville, the more jazz-oriented side of the blues. Feature a number of different big bands that featured vocalists. Some of them actually sang blues, not necessarily the guys we're going to be listening to here this hour. We're going to start this off. Many years ago, if you know the history of Microgroove Records, right? LPs and 45s. Well, the very first step was not a 12-inch LP or a 45, but it was a 10-inch LP. And generally, they had three or four sides on the A side and three or four sides on the B side. Basically, it was just sort of an attenuated LP. And that started, I think, in 1953, if I'm not mistaken. But it only lasted about 18 months. And then the industry discovered 12-inch LPs and that people would buy them and listen to them. Well, the reason I say all this is because I found this originally on the Coral label, and it was a 10-inch LP, and the one we're about to start off with, Erskine Hawkins and the Orchestra, is a thing called Skippin' and Hoppin', and I always thought if Little Walter were still alive, he'd make short work of this. He'd make this one of his regulars. Here's Erskine Hawkins and the Orchestra.
Now I'm going back home. goodbye, 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 and I'll tell you why. I wanted you to love me. You wouldn't even try. My heart is aching, feels like it's breaking. Each day you stay away, my heart has to pay. Give me one more chance to mend our romance. Baby, please don't put me down, don't put me down. There's no denying that I've been crying. I'll do anything to have you back again. Listen to my plea and come back to me. Baby, please don't put me down, don't put me down. I'll be your slave with you as my queen. The way I love you is beyond your wildest dreams. Take me back, baby, in this misery. 'Cause nobody can love you half as much as me. My heart is for you, take all my soul too. I love you more each day, what more can I say? Nowhere can you find true love like mine. Baby, please don't put me down, don't put me down. My heart is for you, take all my soul to. I love you more each day. What more can I say? Nowhere can you find true love like mine. Baby, please don't put me down. Don't put me down.
Erskine Hawkins and the orchestra, and among their last recordings as big band. The big band era was coming to an end here at the beginning of the 1950s. He'd done his last session for Victor a year earlier, and here he is for the Coral label. I think there were at least three different sessions that went into making up the little 10-inch LP, September of 1950, also in February of 1951. Thing I notice, there are a couple of vocals here, and his longtime vocalist, Jimmy Mitchell, who played all the reeds and sang on so many of their great hits, is no longer in the orchestra at this time. So the vocals were taken over by the pianist, Ace Harris. Ace Harris had come in to replace Avery Parrish. He was the original piano player. And remember, he had the big hit called After Hours. sort of the black national anthem, and on the success of that record, he left the Hawkins Orchestra, and Ace Harris came in. So what we heard from September 1950, an instrumental skipping and hopping, and again, I can hear little Walter turning that into a blues harmonica instrumental. Then Ace Harris singing So Long Goodbye Blues, also from September 1950. We had Ace Harris again from February 1951, Don't Put Me Down. And then we wrapped it up with an instrumental called Downbeat from September of 1950. Very late Erskine Hawkins Orchestra, our opening set here on Blues Before Sunrise. Up next, let's call on Lionel Hampton. Again, these are later sides. The Hampton Band was sort of winding down as well. These are things from 49, 51 that feature Hamp with the one of the later vocalists, Sonny Parker, who was a great singer. Let's start with this one from October 1951. Hamp, the orchestra, Sonny Parker on the vocals, Don't Flee the Scene, Salty.
You were completely broke. You couldn't buy me a hot dog or even a Coke. So don't flee the scene, salty. Means, baby, don't you go home mad. Don't flee the scene, salty. Means, baby, don't you go home mad. It's better to be happy than go away feeling sad. You said that you love me and said you'd be true. If you're lying and jiving this time, we're through. So don't flee the scene, salty. Baby, don't you go home mad.
Thank you. and wait for you, my love. I'll do most anything. I love you, baby. Oh, I hope you feel the same.
Chips, you drink scotch and soda. what's happening, baby? You know that things are bad. Everybody's hollering murder, sister, brother, mom and dad. Used to go to nightclubs, drink pink champagne. That's when all the jocks were jumping, all those happy days again. What's happening, baby? Can't you wake up to the fact? Everybody's complaining, wish those good old days were back.
Didn't waste any time fading out, did it? That's Lionel Hampton and the orchestra, and featured vocalist was Sonny Parker. What a great singer. First, Don't Flee the Scene Salty from October of 1951. Then For You, My Love, December 1949. Back to October 1951 for A Blues and Helpless, and we wrapped that up with a side from April 1949, What's Happening, Baby? Again, it was Lionel Hampton and the band, still had the big band going, Sonny Parker on the vocal. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and again, it's the sounds of Bronzeville during this first hour. And, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. I guess I'm the only guy doing a blues show that really approaches the fact that there were actually jazz people who were singing blues. Mostly it's now guitars and harmonica. And I think the reason that I feel differently, I guess my main musical influence was Bob Kester, who was both a jazz fan and a blues fan, and was responsible for introducing me to Duke Ellington and Fletcher Henderson and Cab Calloway and the Basie Band, and all sorts of stuff, and the blues singers that could be found in those orchestras. And I like the blues songs, and I liked a lot of the pop material they did as well. Let's listen to Duke Ellington and his orchestra. One of my favorite singers is Ivy Anderson. Ivy was an asthmatic who joined the orchestra in 1931, and stayed with them as the featured vocalist until 1942. And I've got a lot, oh, maybe 18 or 20 of the things we regularly play during our three-year cycle. Let's pick up some this morning that we don't normally get around to. These are all from the late 1930s. As I say that, then I see one from 1940. Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington. Thank you.
not what it used to be. You don't belong to me completely. Your kiss is colder, there's none of that old desire, none of that burning fire that thrilled me. I don't know what has changed you. I've never been untrue. Someone has rearranged you, and all I get for being true is just a frozen kiss or two. Your love has faded. The flame that once burned so bright has faded into the night. Has faded into the night. My papa's still in the factory, 'cause he don't know what time it happens to be. The 5 o'clock whistle didn't blow. The whistle is broke, and what do you know? If somebody don't find out what's wrong, oh, my papa'll be working all night long. Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? Won't somebody fix the whistle? Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? So my poor old pop will know it's time for him to stop. You ought to hear what my mommy said when papa came home and sneaked into bed and told her he worked till 2:30, 'cause the 5 o'clock whistle never blew. Well, my pop will be working all night long. Oh, who's gone? it makes you cry, it makes you sing, lifts you up and then lets you down again. Isn't love the strangest thing? Like a birdie on the wing, love makes you feel just like a king. Then another time, you feel just like a dime. Isn't love the strangest thing? Love can really hypnotize you, sweep you off your feet, it's true. Strange how love can tantalize you. It happened to me, has it happened to you? Winter, summer, autumn, spring, one never knows what love can bring. Why, it's men of today all shake their heads and say, isn't love the strangest thing?
I said we were going to play the things I didn't normally play. We slipped that in there. Swing Time in Honolulu from April 1938 to round out the set. We started with Your Love Has Faded from October of 1939. Then the 5 o'clock whistle from September of 1940. a real early one, February 1936, and Isn't Love the Strangest Thing? And wrapped it up, Ivy Anderson on vocals, Swingtime in Honolulu, April 1938, accompanied, of course, by Duke Ellington and the orchestra. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and it's the Sounds of Bronzeville during the first hour of the show. As long as we had, generally when I do the bassy things, I play Jimmy Rushing and I play Helen Humes. We do Ellington, we play Ivy Anderson, and how about if we play a couple of sides here by Al Hibbler?
I met her by the river of St. Marie. We pledged our love until eternity. The gentle pathway pebbles from a door. We kissed again, we kissed and then and parted on the shore. The Angelus ring out upon the sea. I heard her kneel and say a prayer for me. When winter's gone and spring comes on, I'll meet her by the river St. Marie. By the river of St. Marie, we pledged our love until eternity. The gentle pathway pebbles from a door. We kissed again, we kissed them then, and parted on the shore. The Angelus ring out upon the sea. I heard her kneel and pray a prayer for me. When winter's gone and spring comes on, I'll meet her by the river of St. Marie. Thank you.
back to me by and by. But if she don't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly. Poor butterfly.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. And then beside a garden wall, when the stars were bright, you were in my arms. Nightingale tells a fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain my stardust melody, a memory of love. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, a memory of love's refrain.
Hibbler, those are days after he was out of the Ellington Orchestra and making records under his own name. And let's see, first from 1949, they don't give us any more specific information than that. By the River St. Marie, and also Poor Butterfly. Then a couple of years later, October of 1950, we listened to Stardust, and that was made with a handful of veterans from the Ellington Orchestra, and I think including Harry Carney on the baritone. Well, guess what? Then we're just about at the end of the first hour. It's Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. Sounds of Bronzeville during this hour. We're going to pause and identify the station. Hey, you know, I noticed that we've got, I think, a dozen programs left. Two of them will be the Christmas show. The other one will be the Halloween show. So basically, we've got about 10 shows left, and we'll have to see how many times we can get to Cab and Louis Jordan and all the others. To take us to the end, since we played so many Ellington things, I thought instead of Earl Bostic this week, we'd pick Duke Ellington and the orchestra and the classic Johnny Come Lately.